U.S. and British warships have been launching Tomahawk cruise missiles at military targets in Afghanistan. The missiles have a range of 1,000 miles, allowing the ships to remain far from the action. Crewmen from one of the U.S. destroyers, the John Paul Jones, gave their first public interviews about the attacks. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Russell Lewis reports.
The John Paul Jones left San Diego in June for a scheduled deployment to the Middle East to enforce United Nations trade sanctions against Iraq, but its mission changed September 11th. The ship is the Navy's newest and most powerful guided missile destroyer. Since U.S. military action began, it has fired many Tomahawk missiles into Afghanistan. For security reasons, the Navy wouldn't reveal the ship's location or the last names of anyone on board. Speaking on a satellite phone, Dave, the destroyer's commander, says he briefed his 340 crewmen before they launched the first missile.
I told them that it's a very small piece in the overall campaign to defeat terrorism, and it would allow our families to live safely and peacefully. And I told them it was very serious business, that the lives of pilots and of soldiers and Marines depended on us swiftly and accurately carrying out our mission.
Dave says he's thrilled and honored to participate in the military operation. He says his crew has been going about their work in a professional but subdued manner.
I'd have to say there was a quiet confidence of everyone that they were glad that we had finally carried out a mission for the country of this magnitude, but there was no cheering.
In fact, several crewmen say they're not approaching the attacks any differently from training. Jason is a quartermaster who is responsible for navigating the hulking 500-foot-long destroyer.
There's been an air of trepidation throughout the crew, but I would have to say that we're all just carrying out business as usual.
The ship shudders, and it's noisy when a Tomahawk is fired. The million-dollar missile streaks skyward, briefly turning night into day as it begins its journey to a satellite-guided and pre-programmed target. Crew members aren't told of the Tomahawk's destination, but Jason has confidence the objective is important.
This is not a clumsy operation. This has been a strategic strike, and it's not the U.S. going in with clumsy feet. This is well-prepared, well-planned out. And I'm sure these are strategic targets.
When crew members learned of last month's terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, they say they, like others around the world, were shocked. But Brian, a bosun's mate aboard the John Paul Jones, says it never dawned on him that his ship was strategically placed to play a key role in the U.S. response.
When we found out about the events, we naturally considered them quite tragic. And it was more of an afterthought that we would be involved in anything that our leaders decided to do.
Brad, a gunner's mate, has served 6 years in the Navy. He says he's always trained to go to war, but unlike some Americans, he says vengeance is not something he's thinking about.
I personally don't believe in revenge. It's a terrible thing that it's come to this, but it's something that our leaders have decided it has to be done, and so we're doing it.
The USS John Paul Jones had been scheduled to return to San Diego next month, but that decision is now on hold. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.